Bill Shorten summed up his case to be Australia's next Prime Minister at the National Press Club today. He's vowed to make legalising same-sex marriage a priority, saying it would be the first piece of legislation presented by a new Labor government. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
It was Bill Shorten's final set piece of the 8-week election campaign, an address to the National Press Club in Canberra.
I've learned a lot these last 1,020 days or so. I have been tested and taught, but I wouldn't swap a single day.
In Nowra tonight on the New South Wales South Coast, he'll hold another town hall meeting, the 33rd such event he's held around the country.
Chilly halls and hard chairs, full of people who work long days, parents cradling their kids, older workers nursing sore joints.
They're meetings, he says, that remind him who he is and where he's come from. Bill Shorten is making a pitch for the votes of everyday Australians.
We are setting our markers for the Australia of 2030. Strong, universal, affordable Medicare. A school system back in the top five in the world.
There was a new announcement. If Labor is elected this weekend, its first piece of legislation will be for marriage equality.
A simple change. The words a man and a woman are replaced with two people.
Medicare, though, remains his central re-election pitch, despite the Coalition's promise not to privatise any aspect of it.
And when you're a woman who suddenly has to pay up to $100 for a mammogram, that's not Medicare. If you're a mum facing a $300 charge for breast cancer diagnosis, that's not Medicare. Piece by piece, brick by brick. If Mr Turnbull wins on Saturday, he will claim the continued dismantling of Medicare as his mandate and his right.
Labor has campaigned hard on the Coalition's $80 billion worth of cuts to the states for hospitals and schools over 10 years in the 2014 budget. Lenore Taylor from Guardian Australia wanted to know whether its funding a Labor government would restore.
Do you think public hospitals will require extra federal funding after those first 3 years? Because the states obviously do, even if it's not quite $57 billion, they're saying that they will need extra federal funds. If your answer is yes, why did you not put aside even a contingency amount in your 10-year costings? If the answer is no, why are you still using the $80 billion figure in your ads?
Bill Shorten didn't really address the question.
And we would love to be in a position to restore every dollar of funding, but it is not wrong to point out what the Liberals have cut, because they have.
Labor has been critical of the Coalition for retrospective changes it wants to make to superannuation for the wealthy. Now, though, it's including the billions that would be saved in its election costings. It prompted another difficult question for Mr Shorten from Mark Riley of Channel 7.
Haven't people got an absolute right to know what your policy is before they cast their ballot on Saturday? So where will you raise that money?
Labor will work that out after the election, was the reply.
We'll sit down with independent experts and we'll satisfy ourselves as to the extent which these measures are not retrospective or if any of them are retrospective. But we can only do that from government.
Today, Bill Shorten seized on a quote from Mr Turnbull at his press conference earlier in the day.
He said, "What political parties say they will support and oppose at one time is not necessarily what they will do. It will go down as the defining moment in this campaign. The gaffe that marked the end of the Prime Minister's credibility."
The only problem was Mr Shorten didn't put the quote in context. Malcolm Turnbull had in fact gone on, making it clear he was referring to Labor dropping its opposition to coalition measures it had previously blocked in the Senate.
I mean, you have seen the Labor Party has opposed many measures of ours, which they have subsequently supported.
The ABC's Sabra Lane put the full quote to the Labor leader.
Do you still stand by your comment as saying that this is the defining quote of the campaign?
If some people in Australia think that nothing that a candidate for the highest political office in the land matters, well then I suppose you'd let this comment go through to the keeper. But I don't and I won't.
The Labor leader Bill Shorten at the National Press Club today. Peter Donald, our reporter there.